Well, good morning, everybody, and a happy Advent to everybody. When I was a kid, Advent was my favorite time of year, and I suppose I'm just kind of a big kid now, so it's still my favorite time of year. And growing up, I just remember the Advent calendar and the Advent wreath, and then, of course, it was my favorite time to go to church as a kid. One of our priests had a little vestment that had like this little window on it, and it was his purple vestment for Advent, and just kind of like this idea of like waiting and watching, you know, that Jesus is talking about in our gospel. But it was just like a magical time as a kid. I think for a kid, it's like super exciting because Christmas is coming, and this is this time to wait and wait and wait, because every kid knows what he wants for Christmas. You know, everybody knows, every little kid knows what they want. And this is this time, like in these weeks, like, oh, I want it more and more and more. And I know Christmas is coming and it's coming and it's coming and it's coming. And that desire just kind of grows and grows and grows in the heart of the kid. And there's also this piece of, for a kid, like, you can't get it yourself. Ralphie could not go out and get his own BB gun. You know, it had to be a gift. And he wanted it so badly that he wrote The Little Orphan Annie, you know, and all those things. But like that this is this time, and Jesus tells us doesn't need to be like kids. And Advent, I think, is this opportunity for us to nurture this desire for the Lord. And I think that's something that we should all take to prayer, like honestly take to prayer. What do I want most? What is my ultimate concern? You know, what do I really, really want? And Soren Kierkegaard, he said that a saint is one who only wants one thing and wants the right thing, and that's God. And that everything else in their life is just kind of like is structured, ordered to that one thing that I want, which is God. And the problem where sin enters our life is where we're like, I want this other thing instead of God. Like, I want this. And I think this is just a happy time for us to like assess our desires, to pray about what they are and what they should be. Because when I, you know, I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm kind of a hodgepodge of desires. You know, like I would like another hour of sleep, or, you know, I'd like, hope my coffee's extra strong, or I hope that this person doesn't complain today, or I hope that this drama goes away, or I hope that we make collection, or I hope that this person does this one thing, or that I get a text from that person, or I hope that, you know, like, all these desires, the saints had them too, except they were almost indifferent to them. What ultimately mattered was God. Sick or healthy, God. Rich or poor, God. This thing works out the way you want or not, God. And that he has to be our ultimate desire. And you can hear that in the prophet Isaiah in our first reading today. When are you going to come, Lord? Why are we left wandering about here? We need you. We want you. And you could just like hear the desperation and the desire in his heart. And then Jesus in our gospel, he says, would that you would be watchful, that you wouldn't just like wander through life chasing after these little fake desires and putting them ahead of God. Like, would that you would be watchful for the one thing I want to give you. The one thing I want to give you, which is the divine life. Would that you would want that. And this is what Jesus tells us here in our gospel today. A saint is one who wants one thing and wants the right thing, and that's God. And nothing goes above it. We can hope to win or lose that game. We can hope that our kid does this or that. We can hope that this. But the ultimate thing, God. 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 And Advent, I think, it is this happy season of growing that desire. And keeping our eyes fixed on the one thing that God wants to give us at Christmas. which is his Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.